conversations about race, gender, and other social issues sparking heated debates at school board meetings all across the country.
We're witnessing the newest evolution of the culture wars.
I think Trump just stands in a very long line of culture warriors.
The commander-in-chief of the culture war.
Keep culture wars out of classrooms.
What candidates think most potential Republican voters want to hear? Culture war posturing. He's fighting a culture war.
Why has the GOP picked schools as the battleground to fight these culture war issues?
Culture wars are the things that unite a lot of Republicans.
Kind of curious, why were you willing to talk to him and not to me? Because you thought they were trying to tear these signs down?
Yeah!
They came up with a new one. This is a new one. And they're looking at me through the Espionage Act. Think of that. How does that sound? Of 1917, where the penalty is death.
Democrats want to take away all your guns because they hate the Constitution.
All of these culture wars.
Culture war.
Into the culture wars.
You think this is another culture war?
These cultural wars, it's on bringing the culture war to the library.
The ongoing culture war that's taking place in our classrooms across the country. Things like LGBTQ issues, critical race theory, teaching American history, all kinds of things dominating our politics right now, landing also in the classroom and causing some conflict and controversy there.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Will Johnson on LFA TV. This is The Culture War. What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for tuning in. So I might have to talk about this story. My switchboard operator just brought up a point, and he was telling me, what were you seeing? What was this on that you were watching it on? TikTok. Was it a video?
Yes.
I wish you'd have sent me the video. So my switchboard operator, he's pretty young. He's like, how old are you now?
20.
He's 20. Man. 20. Still wet behind the ears. But he's 20. He's on TikTok, and he actually gets it. He gets it. He's sitting there watching TikTok, and he was just telling me that on TikTok there's this movement now. It was on MSSTD? MSDNC? Well, on MSDNC, he was just looking at this video. On MSDNC, they're telling everybody that if you believe, oh, they said that right-wingers, MAGA Republicans, MAGA extremists, if you are fit, it's racist now to be fit. And they were saying when Hitler was in power that he wanted his soldiers to be fit for war. So now they're making the connection that if you want to be in shape, if you want to be fit, that now you are being like a Hitler supporter. This is liberal logic 101. These people are so blatantly stupid. How about you be fit for health reasons? You know, me personally, I don't know if you can tell or not, but here lately for the past 6 months, maybe even up to a year now, I've been really going to the gym. And I go just about every single morning, except for on the weekends, but Monday through Friday, unless, you know, something comes up, I'm having to do an interview somewhere or do something, you know, work related, what have you. I'm at the gym. I've been going to the gym religiously, actually, trying to lose weight, trying to be fit, so I can do my job better. And I've noticed that when I go to the gym, I'm able to function better throughout the day versus not going to the gym, because then not going to the gym, I feel lazy. I feel tired, you know, and especially now with the magnesium, it really makes a difference. You know, I told you about the biooptimizers.com/LFA. It really makes a difference, especially when you incorporate exercising. But that goes with everything. But the very fact that these stupid liberals come out and tell you that being fit is now racist says a lot about them. Now, let me remind you, these are the same people that's trying to convince everybody that a man can become a woman. And they don't even know what a woman is. It's really, really stupid. It's really stupid. So you're going to have to send me that video so I can take a look at it. It's on TikTok, so I would have to take some time to format it here. But anyways, let's get on. Let's get on with it. Let's look at this one here. You remember this guy? He was from the J6 woke cop division. Split screen it for me. This dude here, he's from the J6 woke cop division. This dude, this nut job, he's straight up saying that people died on January 6th. Not because of the police officers there killing Ashley Babbitt, but other people because of the MAGA Republicans. He straight up said that people died. Listen to him. This is the stupidity.
People did die on January 6th. Some of them were Donald Trump's own supporters. All of them fueled by his lies and the lies of many of his sycophants in that the 2020 election was somehow stolen or rigged, which we now know is not the truth. That's a big part of why I've joined these other members.
You hear this? So this dude is joining this woke organization, lying, blatantly lying. No one died on January 6th except for Ashley Babbitt. And he doesn't even want to acknowledge her. But he'll say other people died. Police officers, this has been a lie. You can get him off the screen. I'm tired of looking at him. This has been one of the biggest lies that these Democrats have been saying. Because they love January the 6th. They love it. One guy said that the Democrats act like January 6th is Groundhog's Day. For them, it's like Christmas. It's like New Year's. It's like the greatest holiday for the Democrats. They love and they breathe J6. They love it. Because they get to go, oh, look what the Republicans did. Look what Trump did. Insurrection, insurrection. They love January the 6th. I mean, they get off on it. I mean, they thrive on January the 6th like it's no tomorrow. I mean, it's really ridiculous. And this dude out there blatantly lying. Blatantly lying. Well, listen to this one. This is with Joe Biden. And Joe Biden, he's still declining. Kamala Harris was hiding Joe Biden's cognitive abilities. You can't tell me that Kamala Harris sitting down with Joe Biden did not recognize this. She was using all of this to her advantage. I want y'all to listen to Joe Biden here. Go ahead and split screen it. Listen to Joe Biden here. He can't even complete his sentence. He's having a hard time struggling. And just like every time Joe Biden, he'll talk low, blah, 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 wah, 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 wah. And then he starts yelling, rah, like a Hitler dictator figure. Watch.
I spent a lot of time with Xi Jinping, and they tape everything we say. I spent over 80 hours with him alone over 17,000 miles in China. And we were in Tibet, near Tibet. And he asked me, can I define America for him? And this is a true story. I said, yes, in one word, possibilities.
Possibilities. Possibility that my son can make money. Possibility that I can make money. Possibility of all the corruptions that we get to do together. Possibilities. Now watch how he gets excited about that.
We believe anything is possible in America. Anything we set our mind to is possible. We are the land of possibilities. That's who we are.
We're the land of possibilities. That's who we are. Possibility they can make millions and millions and millions of dollars from China. That's why a lot of people call them China Joe, China Joe. But you know, all of that went away. No one cares. Joe Biden is a lame duck. He's still going out telling the same lies, the same rhetoric. And Nancy Pelosi, Obama, Kamala Harris, the Clintons, they did a coup d'etat against Joe Biden. And rumor has it that he's extremely bitter over it. But Joe Biden, he's still telling the same lies about President Trump, even though they did their coup against him. They have something on him. That's the reason why he can't say anything about the coup d'etat that they did against him. Listen to Joe Biden here. Again, bringing up the same lies, talking about fine people, very fine people on both sides. This has been debunked multiple times. Even their woke group, Snoops, has debunked this. But Joe Biden hadn't figured it out. And they're not even trying to correct him on it.
When I spoke to the mom who lost her daughter as a consequence of those neo-Nazis and white supremacists come out of fields in America with torches, carrying Nazi banners, singing the same sick anti-Semitic bile that was sung in Germany in the 30s. And when her daughter was killed, the press went to the then President Trump and said, "What do you think?" He said, "They're very fine people on both sides." And I knew then, I knew I'd do something. And that's how I decided to run, because democracy was literally at stake. And, you know, he evidenced everything that we thought. You know, January 6th, when attack on the Capitol, talked about now, because he now talks about making sure they're all, let out of prison. They're going to pardon them. Think of this. Every other time the Ku Klux Klan has been involved, they've wore hoods, so they're not identified.
You see that? Now he's getting into the Klan. Let me play a better version of this, where you can see him sit down with the guy. And he's saying that because of President Trump, he said the Klan came out. The Klan took off the hoods. Can I remind everyone that the Klan has always been a Democrat organization? The Klan has never been a Republican organization. Never. Now, you hear them, which you've all heard, that they try to say that the Democrat Party switched with the Republican Party. Why in the world would they switch? So, and I ask this question to a lot of people when they bring that up. I said, so let's get this straight. Help me understand. So you're telling me that the Democrat Party switched with the Republican Party when the Republican Party was the party that freed the slaves, but all of a sudden they want to be the party of slavery after they freed the slaves. Are you with me? Are you with me? And see, and they start hearing me talking like that. And they were like, what? No, dude, it was over a period of time. So you mean to tell me that these racist Democrats, they said, let's go over to the Republican Party, you know, the Republican Party that freed the slaves, so we can go and say that the Republican Party is now the party of slavery. No, dude. You see, these people are idiots. The Democrat Party has always been the party of slavery, the party of Jim Crow, the party against black people voting, women voting. They've always been the party of destruction in the United States of America. 90% of the problems that we have in this country has been driven and created by the Democrat Party. 90% of it. The other 10% is just natural disasters. Listen to it.
Think of this. Every other time the Ku Klux Klan has been involved, they've wore hoods so they're not identified. Under his presidency, they came out of those woods with no hoods. Knowing they had an ally. That's how I read it. They knew they had an ally in the White House.
I've never had on a Klan's hood. I've never worn one. And I knew I had an ally in the White House, President Trump. And I want that ally to go back into the White House. I mean, for him to make that statement, when it's always been, let me remind y'all too. This is the dude that was holding hands of one of the grand master wizards of the KKK, Robert Byrd. He was holding his hand, championing him, saying he looked up to Robert Byrd as a hero, as a champion. This dude did. Like, he didn't have a problem with it then. So how does he come on here trying to convince, you know, of course, the dude that he's sitting there with on the morning Sunday show, you can get him off the screen. That dude didn't even correct him. Well, you know, Snoop just came back and said that President Trump never was talking about the neo-Nazi white supremacists. And come to find out, did y'all know this? The guys that were walking around with those tiki torches, did you know the leader that was walking around with the tiki torches was a Clinton supporter. He actually voted for Clinton. It came out in a video after that, that he was saying, yeah, I voted for Hillary Clinton. He was a Hillary Clinton supporter. He was a Democrat. But they conveniently leave that detail out. They don't want people to know. They always leave out the key details in every story that they tell. Same thing here with Joe Biden. Joe Biden know good and well when President Trump said that he was talking about people like you, which are fine people. And he even talked about the not so fine people, Democrats. He was saying there was fine people on both sides. And he was trying to give these Democrats the benefit of the doubt. And these Democrats that showed up that day, they didn't have to show up. Charlottesville is what we're talking about here. They didn't have to show up. They could have stayed home, but they showed up. And then he said that he called the woman, the woman's parents that lost her life. I wonder, did he call Lakens Riley's parents? Did he call them? Did he call the other parents in the United States of America that lost their children to fentanyl? Did he call them? Did he call the countless people in this country that lost loved ones to illegals in the country? Absolutely not. President Trump made many phone calls, but Joe Biden, he won't call. If it's not for their movement, if it's not for implementing tyranny into the United States of America, Joe Biden won't call them. They won't even tell Joe Biden about them. Which brings me to the main thing of tonight's broadcast. These evil people, they're straight up calling good things evil. They're doing it right now. You know, in the Bible, it tells us that there will become a time where they will call good evil and evil good. And I remember the first time I read that passage in the Bible, I was wondering, like, how in the world would that happen? I mean, we know that, you know, them sexualizing kids, that's bad. That's evil. Them wanting to kill children, that's evil. And I wonder when I was reading this, at what kind of world would that look like? And I used to think that was such a far off distance. Granted, this was maybe 20 years ago that I read this. But we're actually seeing it today. We're actually seeing it. I'm going to show you how they show a comparison between J.D. Vance and Tim Walz. And everything that J.D. Vance says, I completely agree because it's not evil. Everything that Tim Walz is supporting is blatantly evil. Blatantly evil. Oh, my goodness. You're not going to want to miss this. We'll be right back.
Pharma hats are where style and leather come together to create exceptional headwear. Proudly made in the USA, experience craftsmanship like never before, and they're 100% leather hats, handcrafted in the heart of Minnesota, USA. Their premium full-grain cattle leather ensures unparalleled quality and durability for all your outdoor adventures. Amazing features include 50-plus UV protection, water-resistant, foldable design that is convenient on the go. Effortlessly stow your hat in the free travel bag provided, and the vintage oiled wax finish that only gets better with age. Whether you're hiking through rugged terrain, enjoying a day at the beach, or simply strolling through town, these hats are the ideal choice. As a UFA producer, you see me wear mine every day, and everywhere I go, I get compliments and asked where I get mine. Don't miss out on the chance to own a hat that seamlessly blends fashion, functionality, and quality. Visit UniteAmericaFirst.com and go to our merch page today and discover the world of handcrafted leather excellence. Elevate your adventure, elevate your style. Shop now.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
J.D. Vance has introduced legislation that would federally ban gender-affirming care for minors.
We're not cutting a pie here. We're giving basic rights, rights to make the decisions about their own body that they feel is best for them, to be able to be seen and bring their authentic selves to every single room they're in and know that they are seen, heard, valued, and loved.
I certainly would like abortion to be legal nationally.
Supreme Court turned back the clock on reproductive rights. Personal freedom was taken from Americans all across this country. No one here will stop fighting. No one's under the illusion that those that wish to take that bodily autonomy away will stop.
If you teach American children to hate their own country through critical race theory, if you teach American children there's no difference between men and women, which is what they're doing with the gender ideology, at the end of the day, that's how you destroy society.
All Minnesota school kids will soon receive free breakfast and lunch.
Ensuring that every child, regardless skin color or zip code, had the opportunity to get a world-class education.
Did you see? Did you catch that? Did you catch any of that? J.D. Vance was saying that we shouldn't be able to kill children throughout the entire nation. The Democrats manipulate, just like Satan would do, manipulate and call it reproductive rights. They're reproductive. What is the definition of reproductive? Meaning they're going to reproduce. They're going to have children. And the way that the Democrats portray it is as if, oh, Republicans don't want you to have children. I mean, seriously, this is how they're acting. They act like, oh, they don't want you to have children. Oh, you don't believe me, do you? You don't believe me. Well, let me show you. I have the proof right here. Listen to this. Listen to what these wicked witches right here. These wicked witches wanting us to believe that killing the unborn child is a wonderful, great thing. But then they turn around and say that Republicans don't want us to have children. What?
Yeah, women are under attack in this country. This isn't just context matters in these things. Mm-hmm. In elections, always. And you don't always shape the context you're in when you're running for office. This context is perfect for Kamala Harris. You know, this is, and all women are under attack.
That's right.
Women of color, black women in particular.
Yeah, black women in particular, because they've been killing more black babies than any other nationality in America. Black babies are not safe in the womb when it comes to Democrats. They are not safe. They should be. It should be the safest place for them. But these Democrats, they are not safe.
Who are being told, we don't care if you die because you want to be a mom. And
we don't care if you die because you want to be a mom. She didn't say, we don't care if you die because you don't want to be a mom, because you want to be a mom. Every single Republican that I know believes that the child should have the opportunity. And let's be clear about it, right? When it comes to certain medical situations, medical emergencies, then it's at that point for the mother to decide if it's going to be her life or the child. You understand what I'm saying? And I've known a lot of women say, I want my child to live. Help my child to live. And some women say, nope, get rid of it. But she just sat there and said, for her, for them to live. Now go back to it. Listen.
We don't care if you die because you want to be a mom. And we're not going to let you decide not to be a mom. Right. I mean, this is the world we're in. And so when people say we won't go back, they're not making a small statement. They're saying we are under attack. And we understand that unless we get someone in office who actually understands whether we should be valued in this country.
Oh my goodness.
And for all the men who understand their stakes in this.
Oh my goodness.
In this notion of whether or not everyone in this country is valued is a very real context at this time. And what Kamala Harris is the right leader at a critical time. And that's what we're all feeling.
You know what?
It's interesting. My goodness. This is so repulsive, dude.
It's interesting because they literally are talking in code.
Yes.
Right? Like, they're not coming out and saying, listen, you know, we want the right to abort our baby if we want to. That's not what they're saying. They blanket it as, oh, we want the, us women are losing rights. Like, there's a whole lump of rights that they're losing, right? Like, they can't vote, they can't do this, they can't do that. That's not what's happening. They literally just want the right to abort their baby. I wonder how many of these women around this table know that actually black babies are aborted more, even though they have one of the lowest populations in our country, more black babies aborted than any other.
Yeah, you know, if I'm not mistaken, I think it was 2011. Don't hold me exact to the date. But if I'm not mistaken, 2011 in New York, there was more black babies aborted than born. And they were celebrating it.
Right. And since Roe versus Wade has been turned over,
it saved
more
lives.
Black women are having babies.
Yes.
And the population has started to grow.
And they're more upset about more black babies than surviving.
Yeah.
Living. But they're upset about it.
The Democrat Party is literally using them. It really goes against their own race to have abortion. It goes against their
narrative, goes against their agenda.
And the fact is, we need to have the real conversation. It's really about money, right? Planned Parenthood is about money, because what do they do with those aborted
babies? But Shannon,
babies?
They said it's an attack on women.
They
you're
sell
a woman,
off do those
you,
parts.
But you're being attacked, Shannon. And you know what? Something's wrong with you if you don't believe that you're being attacked as a woman.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's an absurd. It's an absurd argument.
I mean, really, how many of y'all right now in the comments that are women, you know, biological women? Men, we don't get to participate. How many of y'all feel like you're being attacked? I mean, it's really a legit question. And they're saying that you're being attacked by President Trump and MAGA Republicans, MAGA extremists. You're being attacked about your reproductive rights.
Yeah.
Again,
and the
they want to be able
is,
to ha- they want to legalize killing is what it is.
Yeah, the sad thing is she's talking about an instance that doesn't happen all the time where a woman, it's either the woman's life or the baby's life, right? And
yeah,
they're like,
exactly.
You want to punish her for being a mom. But let's be honest. Most people are having abortions literally want it for birth control. That's literally what it's used for. It's not used because of rape. It's not used, you know, 99% of the time for anything other than birth control. And the people that are making money off of it, they're fine with it being birth control. They need the baby parts to do what they want to do with them.
Well, they use the baby parts in vaccines and body harvesting, you know, when they're selling the body parts. It's big business. It's a lot of money. It's the same reason why they don't want to close the southern border, because it's big business. The sex trafficking of children is big business. And the Democrats, they're all about making that money. From sex trafficking, from abortion. They're about making that money. It's very fruitful for them. And here's another point. When we talk about the Democrats, it is dark stuff that we are talking about. Would you agree, Shannon?
Oh, 100%.
When we talk about the Democrats,
it is dark
stuff that we're talking about. We're talking about them putting our children on puberty blockers. That's dark nonsense.
Yeah.
But who's doing it? The Democrats.
Yeah.
The Democrats are trying to convince all of us that a man can put on dress and lipstick and we have to call him a woman now. That is dark stuff.
You know what? Well, it's interesting because there was a team that went to Kamala's rally. It was a group of conservatives that were reporting. I forget what the news outlet was for. I forget which one it was. But they said it actually penetrated their soul being there, because the things that they celebrated, the LGBT, abortion, like all these things that indirectly go against.
Was this at a Kamala Harris event?
Huh?
Are you talking about the thing they had in San Francisco?
No, they went to a Harris rally.
Oh, was at a Harris rally?
Yeah. And they were saying
here recently.
That, yeah. And they said it was so, it just hurt their soul. They could not even stand being in the crowd.
And you know, at a Kamala Harris event, they don't ever say in the name of Jesus.
No.
They reject God 100%.
I think that at the DNC, though, they're going to try to duplicate what the RNC is about.
But I don't think they're not going to include God.
I think they will.
No, I don't think, you know, let's bet on it. Let's bet on it. Because
but I think they will.
They're afraid of including God because it will insult a lot of their base.
Well, I think they're going to have a wide range. It's not going to be exclusively.
I think if they do, they will make it where it's like all inclusive.
Oh, of course.
Okay, I mean, it'll be like that. But let me share this video really quick. Let me share this video to prove my point on what I'm talking about. Because they say that everything that we're talking about is dark and evil. Because we're talking about them. We're talking about these evil, demonic leftists. And then I want y'all to listen to this woman. Because she tries to come across like, oh, and the Democrats, we're all about love and happiness and laughter and getting along. And the Republicans, they're all about dark and all this stuff. Well, we're talking about them, and they know that it's dark. That's the reason why you got censorship happening on social media. Because once you start talking about these Democrats and all of the dark, evil things that they are doing, they shut it down because they don't want people to see the truth. Watch. This is what you call demonic. This is Satan working people in our lifetime.
This split screen is phenomenal. On one side, you have lying and name calling and dark, dark stuff. Our country is in ruins. Our country is a hellhole. Our country sucks. Isn't everything terrible in our country? Aren't we awful? We are so awful. And by the way, let me think of all the good names I can call the other people.
Is our country in great shape right now? Did the stock market just not crash? Do we not have open borders when people coming across the border, killing people, fentanyl coming across the border? Are we not on the verge of World War III? Do we not have high gas prices, people struggling to put food on the table, people got high credit card bills, the mortgage and all this? Is none of that actually happening? And who did it? The Democrats. But see, we're not supposed to talk about it.
And then the other side is smiles and laughter. And I mean, you see Tim Walz's exuberance. It just spills out of him. You know, like a container cannot hold the exuberance that you feel on the other side. People in America are relieved that someone has the language of optimism, opportunity, aspiration, problem solving.
Oh my goodness.
You know, we now know, you know, whatever is real is not real if it's not good for Donald Trump.
I mean, wow. I mean, just blatantly, wow. You can't even make it up. These people will lie to your face. These people want to be like angels, but they're dark angels. We'll be right back.
Pharma hats are where style and leather come together to create exceptional headwear. Proudly made in the USA, experience craftsmanship like never before, and they're 100% leather hats, handcrafted in the heart of Minnesota, USA. Their premium full-grain cattle leather ensures unparalleled quality and durability for all your outdoor adventures. Amazing features include 50-plus UV protection, water-resistant, foldable design that is convenient on the go. Effortlessly stow your hat in the free travel bag provided, and the vintage oiled wax finish that only gets better with age. Whether you're hiking through rugged terrain, enjoying a day at the beach, or simply strolling through town, these hats are the ideal choice. As a UFA producer, you see me wear mine every day, and everywhere I go, I get compliments and asked where I get mine. Don't miss out on the chance to own a hat that seamlessly blends fashion, functionality, and quality. Visit uniteamericafirst.com and go to our merch page today and discover the world of handcrafted leather excellence. Elevate your adventure, elevate your style. Shop now.
Welcome to a journey of enhanced cognitive well-being with Frequence Rise, a product that is believed to be an all-in-one supplement for supporting mental performance and overall brain health. At the heart of our nootropics lies a carefully crafted blend of 7 different organic mushrooms, essential B vitamins, amino acids, and the power of green coffee bean extract. This unique formulation is designed to nourish your brain and support optimal cognitive function.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, 3 pockets for cards and cash. Go to uniteamericafirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.
And we're back. So that last video that I shared with you, my producer hadn't seen it, and I wanted to share it with you. But before she makes a comment, because she has a lot to say about it, before she does, let me remind all of you right now, I believe in having a substantial percentage of my financial future secure with gold and silver. How about you? Do you? Well, that's why I decided to partner with our sponsor, Colonial Metals Group. They helped me set up a safe, secure, self-direct IRA where I have access to my assets no matter what the market is doing. And we see what the market is doing. It's crashing. It's crashing. Come on, people. Think about what I'm telling you here. Or even what the government is doing. Let the team of experts at Colonial Metals Group help you protect your family's future. We put together a special offer for the LFA audience. So please simply click the link in the description below or call the special 800 number. You could receive a safe and up to $10,000 in free silver. But you don't know until you call them. Call them and tell them LFA sent you. Or, you know, even better yet, say, Will Johnson from LFA sent me. You really be helping me out. I can't tell you how much. Okay. So, Shannon, right before we went, you were talking about this last video because I didn't share this video with Shannon. And I was talking to her earlier about how the left, they're looking at us as the bad guys. And we look at them as the bad guys. The difference is that the left, they support everything of Satan. We're not angels by any means, no. But we acknowledge God. We know that we're flawed. We give credit and glory to our Lord Jesus Christ. The Democrats, they don't. I bet you if I ever went on MSDNC and I said Jesus Christ, their cameras will probably burn up. You probably get the color bars. Beep. No signal.
You know, well, I just want to bring up the fact that, you know, we've been to many times where people have done protests or rallies or whatever. And we know that the most creepy, the most miserable, the most angry, the most hateful ones are leftists. Literally our leftists. You know, there was a woman that did a video that she used to be an Antifa member. I don't know if you remember this. She was part of Oregon or whatever, right? And she said, you know, she thought she was doing this movement and everything. And she said that literally she left because the people that were in that group were the most miserable, the most negative,
yeah,
the most vile people she had ever met in her life. She said they were unhappy with every single thing that was happening. Right now, we may be unhappy with things that are happening in the world, but we know that we have Jesus, and we know that, you know, we want to voice that these things are bad because we want people to see it and correct the path that we're on. And we are here to warn them that if we continue to do this, that we're going down the wrong path. Well, although we know in the end that Jesus reigns forever, and we know where we're going. So we always know we're going to a better place. But some of these people, they don't know. I mean, look at the LGBTQ community. I mean, they have the highest suicide rate. Why? It's not our fault that they're that way. They want to blame us and say it's our fault because everybody wants to say that they're a victim.
Well, encourage children to live that lifestyle, you're going to cause them to suicide themselves.
So many people in this world that says they're a victim in this world are Democrats. Republicans aren't saying we're a victim. We say we're responsible. We need to fix what's happening, right? Like, we come up with a plan, but these people are like, oh, please take care of me. I'm a victim. Oh, I can't work. Well, there was this one video at a Kamala Harris rally. You and I were watching it the other day, and this young girl got on there, and she's like, oh, you know, she was like in her early 20s, right? She said that she's punished. She doesn't have rights because she likes women, and she wants to sleep with women, and she said, and she is disabled. right? And so she has all these problems. You know, she's disabled. I guarantee it's probably, you know, mental disability. It wasn't anything physical that you could see. And that's because of their mindset. Because
she wasn't physically pleasing either, though. She wasn't physically pleasing either.
She wasn't. I mean,
so there might be mental and physical issues going on with them.
Well, and that's what's going on with a lot of them, though.
Yeah.
That's literally what's going on with a lot of those people. So you can't tell us that it's us. When literally the people that, how many times we've had leftists go to the Republican side rallies or whatever, and they talk about how pleasing they are, how inclusive they were, how they, you could have a conversation with them. You can't have conversation with a lot of people on the left. You cannot.
No.
They get angry. They get mad. It's kind of like the tongue is a sword, right? As soon as you tell them the truth, the evil, the demonicness in them goes crazy, and they can't listen. They can't hear. They can't communicate. They just start spewing nasty things. It's horrible.
Yeah. It is horrible. And that's the reason why I wanted to bring this up, and I wanted to point this out, because this evil that we're seeing, put it like this. Did y'all hear President Trump and Elon Musk last night? I know many of us did. I know I did, right? And I'm sitting there listening to President Trump and Elon Musk have this discussion. They just have an open discussion talking about different things. And Elon Musk endorsed President Trump not once, not twice, but three times in that X space last night. But the Democrats said that Elon Musk, along with President Trump, lied like over 300 times. And I'm listening to their conversation, and they're basically just talking about what's happening in our world. That's what the discussion was, talking about the events that are taking place. Some things that have taken place, you know, even talked about what's preventing, you know, companies from succeeding, from even doing more, because Elon Musk brought it up. And they all said, on the left, they said Elon Musk and President Trump was lying. They didn't lie about anything. And then when you go listen to the left, the Democrats on the left, they said, oh, my goodness, Elon Musk lied about this. He lied about that. And you know what? They don't even give you a list of what they lied. They just say they lied 300 times. They themselves are lying. So we live in a world today to where the left says what President Trump, Elon, when they tell the truth, I don't care. It doesn't have to be President Trump, Elon. When you tell the truth, the left will call that a lie. And when they lie, and we all know it's a lie, they tell us that that is the truth. That is facts. Prime example that I always bring up, telling us that a man can become a woman and get pregnant. We all know, even children know, little children. We all know that is a lie, but they're telling us that it's true. It's factual. They're even convincing people. They're trying to convince people that it is factual. I mean, they're targeting children, convincing children to believe this nonsense.
Nonsense.
But this is the world we live in. Nothing is the same anymore. And I'm going to tell you what. One thing I would have to agree with too, where they talk about we're not going back. We need to stop this and not go. And they don't want to go back to rational thinking. They want to move forward. But we're not going to go back to what Joe Biden has been doing, what Kamala Harris has been doing, what the Democrats have been doing. A lot of black people, they're not going back. And that's where the agreement comes into play. I'm telling you, there's so many black people right now today that are saying they're not going to do the Democrat Party any longer. They can't do it. Hey, let me say thank you really quick. And they went really fast. The first one was Wounds of Us. Thank you so much. Wounds of Us bring up a young lady that died, Roseanne Bolin. And thank you for the super chat. Yeah, can't forget about Roseanne Bolin. You know, that did take place as well. She died from, yeah. So, and then really quick, then let me say thank you to We the People. We the people. I love you guys. Be strong in the Lord. You will be blessed. Thank you so much. And then Wounds Are Us, as a woman, I have the right not to have indiscriminate sex. Love does not mean doing anything that moves. Thank you for the Rumble Rant. We'll be right back.
Meet Frequent Sync, your nightly companion designed to harmonize with your body's natural rhythms. At the heart of Sync lies a blend of potent ingredients meticulously chosen for their transformative benefits. Sync's collagen peptides elevate your nightly routine, from enhancing skin's radiance and muscle recovery to fortifying joints and promoting digestion. It's your holistic approach to beauty and well-being. Magnesium, a cornerstone ingredient, is believed to calm the central nervous system and address age-related sleep challenges, ensuring you drift into a restorative slumber. But Sync doesn't stop there. With the calming properties of GABA, the therapeutic potential of CBD, and the sleep-inducing qualities of CBN, you're set for a harmonious night's rest. Embrace Sync, where nature's finest collaborate to reduce stress, elevate mood, and ensure you wake up feeling refreshed and revitalized. Sync. Synchronize with the night and rise to a new day.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
Began with 40 minutes of silence and then a bro-pocalypse of politics. No matter how you frame it or what caused the glitch, what was finally said between Donald Trump and Elon Musk at last night's Big X event can largely be defined as a rant filled with familiar lies and lines of attack.
Kamala wouldn't have this conversation. She can't because she's not smart. No. You know, she's not a smart person. She is a radical left San Francisco liberal, and now she's trying to protect. Now she's looking like she wants to be more Trump than Trump. If that's possible. I don't think it's possible. But she wants to be more Trump than Trump. She's terrible. But she's getting a free ride.
All right. But did it do what it was designed to do, which was to put the brakes on Harris's momentum?
But she just said that they were lying. So what did President Trump lie about? What did he? And that is a straight up legit question. What did President Trump lie about? Because Kamala Harris, she can't do it. You know, they're actually, Kamala Harris is actually, or the Democrats endorsed President Trump. Did you know that? The Democrats, Kamala Harris endorsed President Trump. Y'all don't believe me, do you? Will Johnson, no, we don't believe you. Kamala Harris didn't endorse President Trump. She's endorsing his policies. What is that? She straight up endorsed his policies. Oh, you don't believe me? Split screen it. Look at this. This was on the Communist News Network. Communist News Network, where Kamala Harris campaign advisor, one of them, is talking about, and I want y'all to read the captions down there, what CNN says. Okay? Watch this. And listen at the very end, because Kamala Harris endorsed President Trump's policies.
She certainly, again, has many parts of President Biden's agenda that she helped pass, that she supports, but she's also going to be putting forward her own agenda. And that's something you heard her talk about when she talked about no taxes on tips in Nevada earlier this week.
No tips on taxes. Now, look, what does it say down there in the caption? On CNN, Harris endorses eliminating taxes on tips. I didn't write it. So when Kamala Harris is endorsing this, who said it? President Trump said it. So Kamala Harris is endorsing President Trump's policies. And of course, this idiot that's on here trying to act like Kamala Harris is the one that brought it up. Kamala Harris is trying to make your pocketbook cheaper. Less taxes. And you know what, Shannon? When President Trump first came up, I should have gotten it. It was like one of those weird videos I saw it on. But this guy brought up a really good point. And I remember they were talking about this. When President Trump said that he was going to eliminate taxes on tips, they were all kicking and screaming, saying, you can't do this. You can't do this. And then they showed all these figures talking about how much money the stinking federal tyrannical government would be losing if President Trump says no taxes on tips. They were all piping mad about it. Like, how dare you? Yes. Right. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Well, hold on really quick. I'm sorry. Put the comments on the screen. I want to say thank you right here to We the People. Right there. Y'all see it? Look at that. Thank you so much. It's now a monthly supporter. Wow. I just wanted to highlight that. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
I'm sorry. I was muted. I'm sorry.
Right there. It's awesome. Look at that. That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Yeah.
Hey, fellas, if you want to know how to mute a woman and she's not mad at you, holla at me.
He likes saying that.
Let me see if I can get it to work with Kamala Harris. If I can mute her every time she talks.
I'm surprised I'm talking so loud that they can't hear me through your mic. So I don't know.
Mine has a woman filter on it. I'm kidding.
Man, he's getting it deep over there. He's getting it deep. Tanner.
No.
Let's show all the men how you can be muted.
I have
a little bit of power over here. I'm just being nice.
And that's true. She's right there in the switchboard operator and everything.
Yeah, Badmoon says you're digging. That's what dogs do, Badmoon. That's what dogs do.
Okay, so let me play another one for you. This is a beauty. Have y'all seen this guy before? His name is Goldman. And this is a golden video. This dude is a complete idiot. He goes on Fox News, kudos to Fox News. I don't watch Fox News, but kudos to them for actually standing up to this dude. It's kind of weird. Fox News are kind of like, I guess maybe because they saw all the conservatives not watching them any longer. Maybe they're trying to, redeem themselves. I don't know. You let me know in the comments. Split screen it. But look at this. This is with Goldman. And Kamala Harris is nowhere to be found. And he's trying to say that Kamala Harris will do these interviews, do the debates with President Trump. And President Trump said, okay, let's do three. It's not President Trump.
If I'm Donald Trump, I understand why he doesn't want a debate. Kamala Harris is
prosecutor. He said yes to September 4th, September 10th, September 17th. He said yes to a lot of them. So it's not that he's obviously afraid to debate.
No. He had agreed to September 10th on ABC.
With Biden, who got pushed out.
What's the difference? Why should he not debate whoever the candidate is on September 10th as he agreed to? What is the difference between candidate Biden and candidate
it's fine.
Harris?
He said he would do it. I'm just saying he's also agreed to other debates. You said he hasn't agreed to others. He has. It's the Kamala Harris campaign that hasn't agreed on the other side.
You see Goldman's face. He's like, huh? What? And you know what I think is
you
really funny?
You idiot.
I think it's funny that Brett Baer's like, Biden who was pushed out and Goldman doesn't even argue with him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's like, that's besides the point. We all know that Biden got pushed out.
Yeah.
you know, my switchboard operator brought up the whole thing about how MSDNC was saying that, you know, it's like...
No, there we go. Okay. How long has it been like
okay,
that?
Okay, you know what? That is funny. Because I didn't actually mute you. See, karma.
That's karma.
Got you. Or did you do that? What happened?
I wanted Shannon to feel good.
Oh, shut up. You should not want me to feel good. If you want me to feel good, I'm going to get some bio-optimizers to help me feel good.
No, seriously. Will, what I was saying is
Will
that...
Was, malfunctioning.
Yeah, right? Malfunctioning. But no, seriously, what I was saying is that when the left is trying to tell you not to be healthy, and this is something that you can take to be healthy, buyoptimizers.com/LFA is magnesium that the body needs. Use promo code LFA at checkout, and you can get a discount plus a free gift. They stand behind this product so much that they're willing to guarantee it for 365 days. That's unheard of. I mean, really? Really? That means, look, this is something that's actually going to work. This is something that's going to actually do your body good. It helps out with the muscle, tension, irritableness. I mean, looking at all of these liberals, I'm pretty chill, dude, right, already. I'm pretty chill myself. But I think... me going to work out and taking the magnesium from buyoptimizers.com/LFA, it really makes a tremendous difference in my life. Buyoptimizers.com/LFA. Don't forget, use promo code LFA to get that discount. And look, people, it's 365 days guaranteed. They guarantee it. So that's telling you right there, you're going to be happy. You're going to be happy. No one stands behind their product like that. No one. Especially when you get magnesium like this in a capsule. No one does. Okay. Don't forget also LFATV.us, LFATV.us, where you can get the best swag on God's green earth. This is another great way that you can sponsor the LFA network. You know, you can become a member on the Rumble channel here, or you can become a member on the LFA TV website, lfatv.us, lfatv.us. Go there today. Check it out. And again, my favorite one, I do have a favorite one, and I'm not going to kid with you. All of it's really nice. But my favorite one is that Rapture Ready t-shirt. I really do like wearing it out. Especially I wear it on to church on Sunday. I really do. Wow, We the People really quick came in. Take Shannon out for dinner. Oh, wow. Love you guys. May God bless you. Thank you. I'm going to take her to McDonald's. Taco Bell. Imagine a world where your phone works anywhere. No dead zones, no dropped calls. That's what you get when you go to PrepGearPlus.com. The Iridium 9555 satellite phone gives you the freedom to connect from any corner of the globe. And for a limited time, it's yours at no cost with a 24-month agreement for just $95.95 a month. Plus, they offer family share plans with up to 3 phones. Why satellite phones? They're secure, encrypted, and used by the U.S. military, ensuring that your communication is private and reliable. In a time where the cell networks are increasingly vulnerable, the satellite phone is a beacon of stability. Don't believe me? Ask the tens of thousands who were left without service during the AT&T outage, or the heroes in Hawaii who manage emergency situations with just one satellite phone. Get a peace of mind with a network that stands firm when others fail. Visit PrepGearPlus.com or call 855-980-5830 to join the communication revolution. PrepGearPlus.com, where every call is secure and every corner of the earth is covered.